Well, hello, this is Mace Haroff, and I want to welcome you to this week's edition of the Medical Sales Guru Podcast. I'm glad you invited me back. And yes, by turning on the podcast, by going to iTunes or going to the podcast page at medicalsalesguru.com, I look at it as you're inviting me into your home, into your car, or into your ears for only one reason. You want to know tips, techniques, strategies, and ideas that could help you with your medical sales career. That's why I'm here. So let's get to it, shall we? Something I'm asked about a lot from medical sales reps is, how often should I call on customers? And if you think about it, this is a really important question. Now, I can tell you, in my own medical sales career, this varied quite a bit. There were some surgeons, for example, who had rules as to how often you could call on them. I remember one surgeon actually kept a database, and this is long before there were apps and iPhones and things like that. He constructed his own database. It was probably really an Excel spreadsheet or something along those lines, even back before Excel. I don't remember, it was Lotus or one of those things. But he kept the database as to which sales reps called on him when. And his receptionist had this. Now, first of all, not every rep was allowed to see him. This was an orthopedic surgeon, so there was a list of reps. Most of them were from major companies or products he used or products and services that were associated with procedures that he performed. And if you think about it, this makes sense because if you're a sales rep and the doctor doesn't do anything related to what you sell, why would you call on them? Well, that does happen, and it actually happens because a lot of sales reps don't do any pre-call planning. They don't gather any intelligence on their customers, so they really don't know what their customers are doing. They just, again, take that shotgun approach where they're just going to hit everything, kind of throw it all against the wall to see what sticks. Which, again, is such a disgusting thought because I see that visually. I just see things splattering against the wall. But selling that way is kind of disgusting because it's not effective. And yes, you are going to land a few sales, but you're going to turn far many more people off. But let's get back to the original question, which is, again, how often should you call on customers? And here's the answer to that. You should call on customers as often as you have something new and valuable to discuss with them. Think about that. In other words, if you have new information about a product, something which is relevant to them making a decision, doesn't matter how long the time has gone by. Here's the thing. Here's what's going to allow that sales call to take place. If the customer perceives value in spending time with you, boom, man, you're in. That's all there is to it. However, if the customer sees you as just showing up to discuss a product that you've already discussed, a service you've already discussed, or if it's something which is just a visit, you know, if the receptionist says, Bob from XYZ Medical is here to see you, then the doctor might be thinking, well, about what? If he's just here to see me, I don't have time to talk to him. So it has to be valuable. And the only person who can truly discern whether or not something is valuable is the customer. So this is why it's so important when you approach the receptionist or you approach the customer. There has to be no question about the level of value you're bringing to that customer. You have to describe why you're there in very, very clear and definitive terms so they understand what's in it for them. It's important that you do that. And anytime you could go in and, again, bring some new information, present something that the customer is going to want to know about, then you're in good shape. Now, let me talk about something that other sales reps do. You'll hear from your managers, and you'll hear this in the field. You know, you got to get in front of your customers. They have to see you or they're not going to buy from you. You have to have a steady presence. And this is absolutely true. Very, very true. You know, in rural areas, when I talk to sales reps, or actually when I talk to physicians and healthcare professionals in rural areas, about who they choose to buy from, what do you think the answer is? They buy from the reps who show up. Why? Because if you live in a rural area, if you're off the beaten path, a lot of reps don't make the effort to visit your office or come to your hospital. It's just the way it is. This is very true if you, for example, if you're selling up in Alaska. When I talk to sales reps from Alaska, you have some will say, you know, I have such a big territory. In fact, in Alaska, some sales reps, the only way they could get to some clinics is they have to get in an airplane, you know, sometimes a seaplane. So it's not only is it inconvenient, it's very, very expensive. And if they're going to make the call, there has to be the presumption of a reasonable return on making that trip. So they're not going to see their customers as often as possible. But let's say you have a rep who lives locally, and that rep is hitting that account, visiting the doctor all the time. Who do you think is going to get the business? And why is that? Because healthcare professionals want to know that when a sales representative is needed, he or she will be there. And the easiest way to know that they're going to be there is when they're already there. I mean, no duh. You know, that's just the way it is. So sales reps know this. And as a consequence, they determine or they make up their minds that they're going to see the customers on a regular basis come hell or high water. Now, that's good, and often it's bad. And it goes back to what we talked about earlier. You see, a lot of reps just want to be seen. When they go to the customer, they're there because they want to be seen. It's like saying, you know, hey, doc, I'm here. Look at me, and I'll see you in 6 weeks. Take care, buddy. You know, or whatever the frequency is. So, you know, and here's a lot of times how it works. You know, the rep, you know, shows up at the receptionist window or checks into purchasing, whatever it is, and the rep gets up to the department or gets in front of the doctor and says, you know, hey, Dr. Smith, how you doing? Just thought I'd check in with you. Anything going on? You've been using our pacemaker. How's that working out for you? Everything good? Yeah, your patient's doing well. Great, great. You've been playing any golf? Nah, me neither, man. Just been too busy. Okay, great seeing you. Take care. And they leave. Oh, and by the way, a lot of reps will view what I just described as a good sales call. Do you hear what I'm saying? Now, if you are in the category who thinks that when you get in to see the doctor and you just say hi and you like pat each other on the back and you shake hands and you walk out, if you think that's a good sales call, you are freaking delirious, okay? That is not a good sales call. That is a sales visit. Are sales visits important? Yes. Sales visits are important when they generate a level of value. Now, here's the other thing. If you're able to generate a level of value and at the same time gain commitment in some step of the sales process for whatever product or service you're trying to sell, that's a good sales call when you walk out with a level of commitment. But regardless, getting back to what we're talking about, just stopping by the office of a healthcare professional, that doesn't make for a good sales call. And it doesn't actually serve a good purpose, again, unless you're delivering value. You see, because, listen, if you're true friends, I mean, you know, if you're buddies, I mean, where you go out and you socialize or you do things together and you just stop by to say hi, okay, that might be cool and the customer might appreciate it. Although if you interrupt him or her while they're seeing patients or doing what they get paid to do, they might not appreciate it that much. They might see it more as an interruption. Stopping by just to be seen is not a good idea. I just tweeted this out, posted it on LinkedIn and on the Medical Sales Academy Facebook page. I said, yes, it's important to be seen, but be seen with a purpose. And that's why I'm talking about this today, because I just posted that yesterday. And it is so critically important, especially in a time when physicians, for example, have more demands upon their time, they're getting less reimbursement in many cases, And as a consequence of that, they have to work more. They have to see more patients. They have to do more to maintain the same profitability of their practices. They're taking on other profit centers. You know about this. You might even be selling other profit centers, which is a wonderful thing. But if you're going to be seen, it's not just about being seen. It's about being seen with a purpose. So here's the question. If a doctor or other healthcare professional is going to give you some amount of time, and I don't care if that's 1 minute or 30 minutes or spending an afternoon with you, if the purpose is business, what's in it for them? How are they going to be able to approach their practice or a certain procedure or a given pathology in a way that's going to benefit them? What are you going to share with them? What are they going to know that they didn't know before? What type of insight will they have that they did not have or consider before you walked into their office or into their space? Sometimes you could do this at the scrub sink in the operating room, if you work in the operating room, or the hallway of the hospital. But again, this is so important. Don't just be seen with a purpose. Because anytime a customer feels that the time that he or she spends with you is valuable, that they learn something, and by the way, this is a feeling which is internalized really at a subconscious level. It's like when they see you walking down the hallway and you provide value, they're happy to see you. They even if they don't like you personally, and it's, they don't necessarily dislike you, but they may not know you on a level other than a professional level, which, by the way, is fine. As long as the customer has a positive feeling when he or she sees you, that's a great place to be. But that positive feeling, when it's the result that you are absolutely freaking great at what you do, you know your stuff, you provide news, you provide insight, you help them to avoid risk and make their jobs easier. Man, when they know this, whether they know it at a conscious level or a subconscious level, they're going to like you. And that is the type of call frequency. When you could do that on every call, that's the perfect call frequency. And by the way, it is the key to your success. I hope you're getting this because it's important. Now, here's the thing. I'm going to ask you, if you're on the Medical Sales Guru page, if you look below where this podcast is posted, there's a comments section. If you have some comments about this, please post them. If you're on iTunes, please post some comments about this podcast, the value that it's provided you. And by the way, if you disagree with it, let me know. I welcome differing points of opinion. But let's start a conversation. And when you do this, when you post the comments, what it does is it tells me that you care enough about this subject and enough about this podcast that I keep doing it. So thank you in advance for doing that. And I hope that you will define a workable and relevant call frequency for all of the customers in your territory. And one of the other things I do is I hope that you will also take the time to do the things that will make a difference, especially as you're planning and preparing for something like a new quarter or a new year in your territory. Right now, it is December 2017. I'm jumping ahead. It's December of 2016. 2017 is just around the corner, and this is the time when a lot of sales reps start thinking about, well, you know, I need to have a better year next year. I had a good year this year. Some of you had a great year. Some of you didn't have a good year. Some of you are really struggling in your territory. And regardless, one of the things that I've learned is that you could only get so far on your own. A lot of people need help. They need guidance. And even if you think you know it all, and let's say you do know it all, which, by the way, nobody does, but even if you do think you know it all, it often takes someone else to remind you about the things you should be doing and how you should be doing them. Things that are monitored get done. Things that are monitored and measured get done well. That's why I created Medical Sales Academy. Now, it's December, or it could be, doesn't matter when you're listening to this. If you really want to up your score sell more, and earn more. It makes sense to invest in your business, and it makes sense to do more, to put in the time to learn more so you could sell more. Now, how much more time am I talking about? With Medical Sales Academy, you know what we're talking about? We're talking about 15, 20 minutes a day at most. At most. You could listen to it while you're in your car. You could watch a video, an instructional video while you're at lunch. You could use it as a reference if you have a sales call coming up. And let's say you're worried about handling objections or you're worried about being able to position your product effectively. Medical Sales Academy will help you to do all of that. Check it out before your competition checks it out, because folks, this has been an amazing growth year for Medical Sales Academy. It includes a monthly webinar where I answer questions live, or conference call where I answer questions live. There is an online forum where you could ask questions as many as you want and get some insight from other medical sales professionals and me. I'm on there every day. This is the opportunity for you to really step it up. So if you're thinking about it, don't just think about it, do it. And you could do it by checking out Medical Sales Academy at medicalsalesacademy.com. How easy is that? Thank you for, again, inviting me into your life this week. And remember that whatever you do in your career, as you're moving forward, yeah, selling products is important. Making money is important. Hitting quota is important. But ladies and gentlemen, nothing is more important than the patient. At the end of the day, everything you do is about the patient. The patient always comes first. You have the opportunity to make a difference. Get out there and do it. For the Medical Sales Academy, this is Mace Haroff. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now.